Here are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm James Mason. Alan Shearer has poured his heart out in an emotional column on the recent plight of his beloved Newcastle, describing the club as a hollow, shallow, lifeless, soulless shell. Following the loss to Sheffield United on Tuesday, Newcastle fans have become more vocal in their concerns around the direction of the club, increasingly alarmed that the direction is downwards. And Shearer is no different, as he called out the neglectful ownership of Mike Ashley and highlighted the drab, joyless style of football the team play. He said, "This hurts, it hurts the eyes, it hurts the heart, and it hurts the soul." Meanwhile, Newcastle are said to be in a three-way battle with Crystal Palace and Sheffield United to sign Huddersfield midfielder Lewis O'Brien. It is claimed that a chance to sign the 22-year-old has opened up after the trio spent a lengthy period of time keeping tabs on his progress. Indeed, the Terriers are now willing to sell the midfielder, and while the West Yorkshire club have insisted that there is a right price for his exit, their decision has nonetheless prompted interest. And finally, Newcastle's Premier League fixture at Aston Villa has been rescheduled for 8 p.m. on Saturday, January the 23rd. The original fixture, which was due to take place at Villa Park on December the 4th, was postponed due to a COVID-19 outbreak at Newcastle United's training centre. Both teams were knocked out of the FA Cup third round last weekend, and with the fourth round fixtures scheduled to take place on the weekend of January the 23rd, it made sense to reschedule their Premier League clash for that weekend. That's all for now. We'll have more later.